going to talk a little Buccaneer football, and of course, with the Storm and opening the season on Friday night against the Georgia Force, their president and former Buccaneer Derek Brooks joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. And Derek, we've talked many times over on the other station, and now I've moved over and I'm on every day now, so hopefully we can make this a conversation we can have more often as well, talking some Storm football as well.
Yes, we definitely can do that. Justin, congratulations on yourself being, moving on, hopefully, to bigger and better things. But I definitely would not disagree with you in saying we need to talk more. So we can talk every week, every day, whenever you guys have time and I have time. We'll definitely get together to talk Storm football and NFL football in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with the Storm, because obviously the season getting underway Friday night at home. Let's start with the Forum and the transformations that have taken place there. I was just there a couple of weeks ago for the USF basketball game. It's just a great venue for any type of event, and you guys put forth a very high quality, entertaining event that is in arena football as well.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Times Forum is more than a name change. You come here, you'll see the renovations that Mr. Vinnick committed to, putting a venue together for our community to be proud of. When you drive down Channelside Drive, this arena makes a statement now. You know, the Forum is here, is well lit. You know, people come into the building, they can see the comfortableness of the seating. They have somewhere now they can put their beverage, whatever they're drinking. There's no bad seat in the house, brand new seats. And again, we plan on a brand new feel. You just see the lighting inside the building. You know, it's more lit now, so you can really enjoy the product of what's being played, whether it's arena football game, a lightning hockey game, or the arena is putting on a concert, USF basketball, you name it. You know, you will definitely enjoy the venue. And we're excited this week. We stumbled up our feet in Chicago last week. We did not get the win that we wanted. So we're looking for a lot of home cooking this Friday night for people to come out, get our Storm football off on the right foot, and get us back to 1-1 before we take a bye week. I do not want to go 0-2 going into a bye week. I definitely want to get back to .500. We got some injuries we got to overcome, but right now we're excited, again, to be back home and open the season here at home this Friday night at 8 o'clock.
What's it like for you? This is your first full season as the president of the Storm. You're in charge. You're running the show over there. What is that like having that title on you? Is he there? Derek, you there? Let's try and hook back up with Derek Brooks. And there you are, Derek.
With an attitude.
Go ahead, Derek.
I definitely want to get the right guys here in town, but I've been fortunate enough to be involved with every aspect of our business,
sure.
Whether it's league business, team business. Mr. Laiweke, as well as Mr. Vinnick, has entrusted all those decisions upon me, and I'm just trying to get better every day. Just coming here with an open mind to learn, and I see myself getting better and better every day as I lead our football team.
Is it important to you to have local guys? I mean, I know having Matt Grothy there at quarterback, there's a lot of local products on the team. It really feels like the local community, whether it be high school players or former USF players, can really grasp a hold of the team, because a lot of these guys do have local ties.
Well, I have the local ties, community ties on our football team, and that's what we look first. You know, we start here. We see what's the talent in town, and we try to turn over every rock and find the players here in town, because that's the connection here. So we start here and we branch out, and it's important. And that was one of my commitments here, that we will have a certain amount of local representation on our football team, because we have good football players here in the Bay Area. And Matt Grothy, Amari Jackson, Jamar Bass, these are just three of the many guys that we've had over the years. So I definitely agree with you that it's important to have some local guys on your football team.
President of the Storm, former Buccaneer Derek Brooks, joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. Derek, how about the Buccaneers making some moves? There have been a lot of criticism surrounding the front office and ownership and not spending money, going out making splashes in free agency. They go out and sign some three pretty big names, just got done with the press conference. What are your opinions of them going out and making these big splashes?
Well, I think they've done a tremendous job right now of addressing need areas. You know, they're making a splash, but they're making a splash in areas of need, and you just hope that the free agents pan out. You know, it's a different mentality than before, where they try to grow the talent in-house, but at the same time, they realize there's some good football players out there, and they're taking advantage of their situation. From my understanding, that the guys they've signed have been one of the top two guys at their positions that they targeted, and they're getting the guys that they targeted. Now, sure, you just hope that they're the right guys to come in and mix with the young football team here and make it good chemistry. So I can say right now, in terms of what's on paper, they're off to a good start. And now the next phase is obviously getting the guys here and making the chemistry work and getting them in and working with the coaching staff, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, and looking at who they brought in, a wide receiver, a guard, and a cornerback, you and I spoke, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, especially over those last 10 games. It really wasn't pretty at times. Do you think this is a team that needs to go out and maybe address the linebacker position, being a former linebacker yourself, and not only getting a guy with some talent, but a guy who might be able to come in and be a vocal leader on that side of the ball as well?
Well, you don't want to manufacture leadership, just you want that to happen amongst the guys. And again, they know that what their needs are and what they're going after. Better linebacker play could be better coaching. It could be guys one more year mature, you know, in your system. It could be a number of things. But I do feel you got to go out and get some depth, at least at the linebacker position, because it was a position that was thinned out last year. So again, they're going to take their time. They're going to target their guys, whether they re-sign some of their own free agents, or they look outside of the organization. So I think they'll address every position of some sort on the football team, if it's for, you know, even for depth purposes, as well as playmaking ability.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a rest of an exciting offseason leading to the draft, an exciting turnaround for the Buccaneers, hopefully, as well. Derek, I know we're also excited about that home opener coming up Friday night, Tampa Bay Times Forum against the Georgia Force. Good luck to your team. Let's get out to a quick start at home, and let's bring it to the playoffs and win an Arena Bowl championship this year. That is Derek Brooks, former Buccaneer, joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. Let's keep it here, because joining us right now, he's got to have a smile from ear to ear. He comes into a team that has a very good nucleus, young nucleus already. Now you add three key chips, three pieces to building this team into a contender again, and he is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Greg Schiano joins us first. And Coach, first off, of my first opportunity to speak with you. I've done a lot with the USF radio broadcast, so I've followed you at Rutgers for a long time. So first off, welcome from me to the Tampa Bay area, and you have got to be excited.
Well, thanks, Justin. I am really excited. I can tell you got to be excited too. I heard you just got a new gig down here, a new show. Is that true?
I did, yes, I did.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
We both got things to be excited about.
We do.
These three guys, you know, what we were able to do here right out of the gate in free agency is, I think, incredible. Very, very exciting for our organization.
I think the vibe I get from you and listening to you in press conferences is you're very direct and intense, and you bring a direction. Is that something that you really instill in trying to talk to these guys and convince these free agents to come here? Because, you know, the Buccaneers have kind of been up and down over previous years, and there's been some criticism from the fans about spending money. How do you convince these free agents to sign with the Bucs?
I think we just had a great team effort, you know, with Mark Dominic and his staff, you know, evaluating these guys. When you look at these three guys, I think they fit exactly what we said when we got here the first day. You know, we're going to run the football, and we're going to be physical. Well, you know, Carl Nix is, you just described him, right? And then we're going to throw the ball up over the top. We got a guy in Vincent Jackson that can really do that. And then you know what? If for whatever reason it doesn't work and we have to punt, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We have a great punter on this football team. We're going to punt the ball away, and we're going to go play defense and get it back. And, you know, Eric Wright, when he comes in, that's defense. We're going to go cover people and get the ball back and continue the drive. And some scoring drives are going to be one possession. Some are going to be two. Some are going to be three. But I think we added three key pieces to be able to get, you know, get going in how we want to play the game of football.
How does a guy like Vincent Jackson come in and transform this team in his ability to stretch the field at 6'5", 235 pounds, and what he's going to do for guys like Mike Williams and Aurelius Benn in opening up things underneath for them as well?
Well, I think it's critical. I think it gives Josh Freeman another weapon to attack defenses. It makes people balance up more as far as being, you know, being able to double coverage a certain receiver, whoever they wanted to take out of the game. Well, it's going to be harder now. You know, we have some quality receivers out there, and you're going to have to take your pick. And then, you know, with the offensive line that we're slowly putting together here, we got an opportunity to run the football. And when you can run the football when you want to, it gives you choices. It gives you opportunities to throw it. And that's what we try to do. That's what we build the offense on. And these guys, like I said, critical components.
I don't think you could have a higher confidence level in your two guards, a two-time All-Pro at left guard with Carl Nix, what Davin Joseph has done in his tenure with the Buccaneers. Talk about your center, though. You've known him for a long time. He played for you at Rutgers. Jeremy Zuta, he was so versatile for you. Played left tackle, came here, played guard. He can play center, now moving to center. Just talk about him and what kind of leadership he can bring at that key position along the offensive line.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we got to see what happens there. But I know that we have some good people on our offensive line that are going to be able to play and have played. And that, to me, is the critical part. You know, we know that he's very versatile, Jeremy. And if center is where he ends up, then, you know, he's playing between two Pro Bowl guards. So how does it get better than that? But I think what we're going to have to do is work our way through it and see how we put the best five out there on the field. And I think I have an idea how that's going to happen from watching tape. But, you know, that's why you practice and you get ready for, you know, in the preseason.
Well, Coach, I know you're extremely busy. I appreciate you taking some time out to speak with us this afternoon. And good to speak to you for the first time, and hopefully it's the first of many here on 1010. So thank you very much, and good luck the rest of the offseason.
Well, I appreciate it, Justin. Thanks.
You got it. Greg Schiano, head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joining us, and hopefully we'll get one of those players as well. But we do have to we're going to go ahead and take a break. Don't go anywhere, though. Hopefully on the flip side of this break, we'll have one of those key acquisitions for the Buccaneers that they made. Vincent Jackson, Carl Nix, Eric Wright, all signed by the Buccaneers. Hopefully we talk to one of them next. Justin Pulaski, the commish, on 1010 CBS Sports Radio.
1010 CBS Sports Radio. Here's to you, Tampa Bay. It's your 1010 CBS Sports Update.
It's 1:49 on Wednesday. I'm Monica in for Jim Lighthall on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. This report brought to you in part by Centrum's new line of supplements, Pro Nutrients, which includes omega-3 mini gels that are smaller than other brands. Part of a line of supplements designed to work safely with your multivitamin. It's scoreless in the bottom of the second as the Rays are playing the Marlins in Port Charlotte. Keep you updated on that as they continue play. In football, the Chicago Bears say they knew of the allegations against the new wide receiver Brandon Marshall before Tuesday's trade. The team released a statement saying they and the Dolphins were both aware of the incident but decided to move ahead with the trade. According to the New York Post, a woman is accusing Marshall of punching her in the face at a Manhattan nightclub over the weekend. Police are investigating the incident, but Marshall has not been charged. In other free agency news, San Diego Chargers have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract with the wide receiver Robin Meacham. Cornerback Carlos Rogers is reported to have agreed with the San Francisco 49ers on a 4-year contract, and cornerback Cortland Finnegan has reportedly agreed to a 5-year pact with the St. Louis Rams. Of course, the Bucs have the free agent guard Carl Nix with $15.5 million guaranteed out of a $37.5 million deal. Detroit Lions, Eric Wright signed a 5-year contract with the Buccaneers, and Vincent Jackson also signed a 5-year contract. This report brought to you in part by RE/MAX. New opportunities, new zip code. For all the things that move you, we can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. More of the commish coming up in just a little bit. Keep it right here on Monica in for Jim Lighthall on 1010 CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio is WQYK AM Sefner Tampa and WQYK 99.5 FM HD3 Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called Matrix Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-588-5514.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-588-5514. 1-800-588-5514.
The Perfect Place reminds you that it's always 420 somewhere. The Perfect Place, located at 7531 North Armenia, is the best place to find cleansing products, novelty items, incense, and more. Is smoking hurting your throat and lungs? Try the new herbal and aromatherapy vaporizers. No smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar. Stop in The Perfect Place on North Armenia Avenue and tell them you heard about them on 1010 CBS Sports. That's The Perfect Place, where it's always 420 somewhere.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-3116 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-3116. 1-800-500-3116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gore's Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse is Tampa's ultimate exotic ultra lounge, offering great food along with the hottest entertainers and the biggest game day after parties. Host your bachelor, birthday, office party, and more at Gore's. Open 7 days a week with 2-for-1 drinks daily until 9 p.m. Only at Gore's, located half mile south of Tampa Stadium on Dale Mabry. For table reservations with bottle service, call 813-875-7912. Join the VIP list at scorestampa.com. Scores reminds you to drive safely.
Hey guys, is your sex life really as good as it could be, or are you missing out because your performance in the bedroom isn't that great? If you suffer from lack of sexual confidence, then you need to try Upright XXL. Upright XXL is the most powerful, natural male enhancement product available on the market today. Upright XXL's pre-measured blend of potent ingredients is sure to keep you going strong all night long. You'll have an amazing renewal of self-confidence and energy that people will notice, especially where it counts most, in the bedroom. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience a powerful increase in stamina and strength that will make you and your partner say, wow, guaranteed. So be the man and call right now to find out how you can get Upright XXL for free. We challenge you to put it to the test.
Call 1-800-809-0305. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. Size does matter. 1-800-809-0305. 1-800-809-0305.
Car wreck, call 1-800-MORGAN-LAW. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
If you're a man, please listen to me. I'm Dr. Kevin Hornsby, MD, and if you suffer from any type of erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation, I can help you now, regardless of your age or medical history, even if you have prostate problems or diabetes. If you want to get and keep an erection for 45 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes, or longer, there's no pain or surgery, just the newest available safe and effective medications, custom blended just for you. I'm so sure you'll have a positive reaction to the medication on the first visit, right in my office, that if you don't, it's free, guaranteed. If Viagra and Cialis have let you down, Call now.
Call 904-600-0170 to get this free offer now. Dr. Hornsby is a short drive from anywhere in the Bay Area. He's so sure he can help you, he'll even pay for your gas. Call 904-600-0170. That's 904-600-0170 to get this free offer now.
Copays and deductibles apply.
If you or someone you care for are using urinary catheters, you know just how painful that can be. But now Medical Direct Club introduces a revolutionary disposable catheter that many people say significantly reduces pain. To receive a free sample of this amazing new catheter breakthrough, call now, 1-800-922-6116. Our advanced, smooth design may reduce both pain and the irritation that can lead to infection. And because this innovative new catheter is disposable, people say there's not only less pain, there's less work, too. You'll never have to wash and reuse dirty catheters ever again. If you qualify, Medicare and other insurers will pay for up to 200 disposable catheters for each month. We will coordinate everything with your doctor and your insurance, so you can get these life-changing new catheters at little or no cost to you. Plus, we'll also deliver them directly and discreetly to your door for free. To find out how to receive your free disposable catheter sample, call now, 1-800-922-6116. That's 1-800-922-6116.
The Perfect Place reminds you that it's always 420 somewhere. The Perfect Place, located at 7531 North Armenia, is the best place to find cleansing products, novelty items, incense, and more. Is smoking hurting your throat and lungs? Try the new herbal and aromatherapy vaporizers. No smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar. Stop in the Perfect Place on North Armenia Avenue and tell them you heard about them on 1010 CBS Sports. That's the Perfect Place, where it's always 420 somewhere.
The Commish, Justin Pawlowski, on 1010 CBS Sports Radio.
Take back the city for yourself tonight. I'll take back the city for me. Take back the city for yourself tonight. Whoa, whoa. God knows you put your life into its hands.
All right, welcome back. Very busy afternoon. We've just heard from former Buccaneer great and Storm president Derek Brooks. We also spoke with Buccaneers head coach Greg Schiano, and now joining us, I believe he's the he's the second newest Buccaneer. I believe Eric Wright signed his contract a little after this guy. Big offensive guard, two-time All-Pro, and that is Carl Nix, who's joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. Carl, first off, congratulations. Listen, when you make it to free agency, you want to be rewarded, and I think you got the reward you were looking for.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a blessing. I'm flabbergasted about it.
You did scare some people in the Tampa Bay area when you sent out that tweet that you got a respectable offer from the Saints. We just heard the press conference. We knew that they really only gave you one day to really think it over. Were you surprised they came so late with that offer?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, I didn't think they were going to come with the offer at all. And then when they kind of hit me, when they did, it was a little surprising, but, you know, guess it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.